My name is Cedric Moisa. We're from Parliamentary Communication Services. I'm with my colleagues who are Principal Communication Officers. Trade will be responsible for the committee in terms of communication support, in terms of media coverage regarding the committee.
No, trade was.
Okay, the purpose of this meeting is to elect the co-chair of the ad hoc committee. The ad hoc committee on forbidding violence against foreign missionaries. So we are going to be electing the co-chair. We'll start with the NA conference. Because in terms of the joint role, the NA component, the National Assembly component, has to nominate and agree on the chairs that will be co-chairing in the committee, in the adult committee. So the procedure is that if there's going to be one nomination and there's no second nomination, it means the person that has been nominated will be declared chairperson. But if there's going to be two nominations, we are going to be voting. Then the person with the most votes will be declared the chairman. So I'm going to start with the NA. I will request that I get a nomination for the position of the co-chair from the NA side to be nominated. Since I don't know your name, if I point you, if you can just mention your name and who you are nominated. That is it.
I'm honorable Stephanie Ishani Kepasana, the ANC MP. I hereby, according to the committee rules of the ad hoc, nominate Honorable Ruth Davis to be the chair of this committee. So I
don't know. Honorable Ruth Davis has been nominated. Any stakeholder? Hello, sir.
Yes. My name is Umlua. I'm a member of the ANC. And I second the name of the
ANC. Mr. Kumlan has seconded the name of Honorable Ms. Demo. Any other nomination? It seems that there's no other nomination, so Honorable Demo will be elected to court in the NA5 on this ad hoc committee. Then we'll move over now to the NCOP component.
Thank you. I'm Honorable Lynette Zwane from the NCOP. I nominate Honorable Musa Chikun to be the co-chair for this type of committee. Thank you.
Honorable Mr. Vanjuki has been nominated. Is there any seconder? Member?
Thank you very much. My name is Kati Lamini, member of the NCOP. I second the nomination.
The name of the special team has been seconded. Any further nomination? No further nominations. The special team has been elected. The other co-chair of the ad hoc committee. Could I also please request the two co-chairs to come to the front and take one from the court.
Thank you very much. I would like to take this opportunity to thank of the National Academy in this other committee that has shown confidence in me. I think that we have an enormous task in front of us, and immediately after this meeting, we will find the culture person to draft the program that will indicate how we are going to be meeting to achieve our task. Thank you very much.
Good afternoon, colleagues. I would also want to express my gratitude to the members of the National Council of Provinces for showing confidence in me. I'm overwhelmed. I don't do my work as requested. And I don't have much to say, but to echo the same sentiment that the task ahead of us is very enormous, as my coach here has said. And I hope that we are going to travel this all together and find solutions to the problems confronting our country in terms of what we are expected to be doing. Everybody should rally behind us. We should travel together in this world and make our country proud and restore the dignity of our country. Thank you.
If there are no further comments, I'm opening the opportunity for any member to say whatever he or she thinks that we need to take into consideration in any of our way moving forward.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Well, there isn't actually much that one can say at this point, except to congratulate you on your appointment and wish you well in the new work. It is a daunting task indeed, but we can only place our support.
Thank you very much. Honourable Chair.
Thank you, Chair, and may I wish you congratulations on your co-chair election. I just wanted to ask a question relating to the time by which the committee must report. If I recall, when it was stated in the formation of the committee, it was supposed to report by the end of August. And I want to get your comments initially on what you think that's realistic, bearing in mind the workload we have.
Thank you very much. It will be difficult at this moment to say whether that time frame is enough for us to do the kind of work that we are expected to do. That is why I said immediately after this, we cautious the engineers and look at how we are going to be meeting, and then come back to this other committee to present what we think the program in the position of our way should be. And based on that, we can then say do we have enough time or not. And at this moment, I was going to ask members to also give information to us before the next meeting, which I think should be next week, which will then indicate some of the areas that members will say we need to look at in the execution of the task. Honorable Chivazama, followed by Honorable Swami.
Thank you, Honorable Co-Chairs. I propose that for us as the members of this committee, maybe first to say that as we execute the task of this committee, maybe we also need to bear in mind that we might have differences within the committee, but what is crucial is to deliver the mandate, because it is about the security of the country. Whatever differences that we've got, but at the end of the day, we need to come up with a solution for the country. That will be crucial. also propose that in our next sitting, maybe the co-chair will sit down and look at the term of reference. It could be crucial also to come back with what the honourable member requested. I'm not sure about the need, but he has introduced himself and because the time frame will guide us the speed that we need to move. But for now, I really propose that let's leave the program of the committee with the co-chair and the secretariat to guide us. Thank you.
Thank you, Chairperson. I would like to take this opportunity as well to congratulate the two chairpersons that have been elected to lead this committee as a committee. I do also want to say that the task that has been given is quite enormous, given the period of time that we need to complete our work. Even as it may, there is very little that one can say at this meeting today because the main purpose probably was to elect the leadership of the committee. But we do commit to supporting you and our leadership. And we hope that we are really going to be able to get the team. And we have been given some literature already to go and look into. One would hope then that students one would be able to give a much more valuable and substantial contribution. So we should all the best. Thank you.
Thank you, Honourable Minister.
Thank you, Chair. And just a couple of points. The first one has been covered. It's about the terms of reference. I'm sure that would be. And they just tended to proceed. But the other one is just my housekeeping thing, that we're seeing each other and one another, but we don't know who's who. Maybe we should start by introducing ourselves to ourselves.
That is a very
nice
point.
I want to echo everyone. And most of all, telling about congratulating you. But I want to also secondly to plead with everybody that we really need to work as a team in the interest of we particularly when we are outside and we're meeting some other people as we need to do so as a unit. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Let us go back to the getting to know each other. My first name is not a very middle name because and the name is I was born in Harding. I live in Sita Respect. I'm a member of the opposition. Thank you.
I'm joining the consolation of Kashubi. I'm from the Platinum province, Northwest. I come from a Chinese town called Swazari. Thank you.
Good afternoon, everybody. My name is Toby Thomas. I am from Johannesburg. I represent VA and I volunteered to be on the committee because I am the shadow spokesman on small business development and also my constituency is in Switzerland. So I'm very much in touch with what's going on and I believe that this committee has an important job to do. Thank you.
Thank you, Chair. My name is Jean Topham McDowell. I am here as part of the team from VA, part of the committee. And agree that we need to put our heads together as a team. Because if we have to bear in mind that we now represent planet, we should represent the people of the country. So we've got to do that in the interest of the whole country. I come from Pretoria, my constituency is Atchison.
Good evening, everyone. My name is Jacques Lund. I am a permanent delegate from the Western Cape to the NCOB, and I am from George. Thank you.
My name is Henry McKay. I'm sorry, the CAC in National Assembly. I'm completing case.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Co-Chair. My name is Kate Lamini from the Mount Beautiful Province, Pumala, the province of the Rising Sun. Yes, and I'm representing Pumala, South member of the African National Congress. Thank you.
Thank you, Jefferson. My name is Eddie Mapuli. I'm from Johannesburg and I'm a representative from the province of Gauteng in Johannesburg.
My name is Ines Lane. I'm a resident in the NSOP, a representative of KwaZulu-Natal, the Kingdom.
I'm from the heartbeat of South Africa, Free State, Malawi, and NSOP. What is your name? Okay, my name is Mohai Faiso.
Dumelang, ke nna tsa go kwa di Mampuru. I'm from Limpopo, the province of Chi. My constituency is Ikotsukati. I'm a permanent resident in that spot.
Naki Luis Ombulwan, and I'm a member of the National Assembly. It's a whole street.
Samurai. I'm also from a beautiful province. It's a pioneer in the city. On my land. And thank you so much.
Good afternoon. I'm Fulani Shamil Kibasan. I am a elected member of the National Assembly representing KwaZulu-Natal. And a member of the Special Committee.
Thank you very much. I think we now know each other. My name is Sunny and where we come from. If there is anything that any member of the country, I give that opportunity now. Prior to school day, I did everything. Thank you very much.
I want to start with you.
Thank you.